Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to an Everything Iconic Pop Dive with me, Danny Pellegrino, where my guests and I deep dive into iconic pop culture. Today we are diving into the life and work of Queen Tyra Banks. Born on December 4th, 1973 in Inglewood, California, Tyra Lynn Banks became an international fashion model and the first black woman to land on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She's won two Daytime Emmy Awards for her self-titled talk show, hosted America's Next Top Model, and currently hosts America's Got Talent, taking over for Nick Cannon. She's launched a successful acting career in films and TV, such as Coyote Ugly, Life Size, Love and Basketball, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and so much more. I invited my friend and Tyra superfan, Annabelle DeSisto, over to talk about Tyra's most memorable moments in television and film, her pop culture impact, and so much more. Her contributions to society are so vast that we had to cut this into two parts. This is part one of an Everything Iconic pop dive into Tyra Banks. So sit back, relax, and be quiet, Tiffany, as we explore Tyra Banks' most iconic moments. This is stupid.
Tiffany, I'm extremely disappointed in you. This is a joke to you. You've been through anger management. You've been through your grandmother getting her lights turned off to buy you a swimsuit for this competition. And you go over there and you joke and you laugh. This is serious to these girls. And this should be serious to you.
Looks can be deceiving. I'm hurt. I am. But I can't change it, Tyra. I've been...
Yes, you can.
No, you can't change what?
I'm sick of crying about stuff that I cannot change. I'm sick of being disappointed. I'm sick of all of it.
You're not sick of being disappointed, Tiffany.
Obviously, I am.
No, you're not. If you were sick of being disappointed, you would stand up and you would take control of your destiny. Do you know that you had a possibility to win? Do you know that all of America is rooting for you? Do you know that? And then you come in here and you treat this like a joke? You come in here and look at that and say, I can't read that. You read 10 times better than half of those girls over there.
You did.
And you come in here with a defeatist attitude.
I don't have a bad attitude. Maybe I am angry inside. I've been through stuff, so I'm angry.
Yes, everybody, but it's not, this is not, be
okay,
quiet,
but
Tiffany.
Everybody,
be quiet!
Look,
that's what is wrong with you.
But you're not,
stop it! I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this. When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you? Learn something from this. When you go to bed at night, you lay there and you take responsibility for yourself. Because nobody's going to take responsibility for you. You roll in your eyes and you act like this because you've heard it all before. You've heard it all before. You don't know where the hell I come from. You have no idea what I've been through. But I'm not a victim. I grow from it and I learn. Take responsibility for yourself.
Okay, you guys, I'm here with Annabelle DeSisto, of course, of Adderall and Compliments. I love you so much, and I'm so excited that you're here. You'll have to excuse me. I think I'm coming down with something. When you came over, I explained to you that I was at the Quiet Woman from the Real Housewives of Orange County this week, and I was trying to imitate Kelly Dodd in the window, like I was putting my lips on the window, and I definitely caught something from that.
Been like, if you have to catch something from anywhere, wouldn't you want to do it from like doing the Home Alone face on the Quiet Woman window?
Right.
I'm sorry, my baby stripper voice like screeching into the mic? Okay. Thank you so much for having me. I'm such an uber swim fan of you. And I literally like peer pressured bullied you into being like, I'm coming over to talk about pop culture dive.
Well, wait, let me back up for a second. So I was like, I want you to come and do a pop dive. And then I asked you like some topics. I was like, what are you interested in pop culture wise? You know, and you immediately said Tyra Banks. And I, of course, was like, well, we have to do a Coyote Ugly pop dive. Coyote Ugly is like one of my favorite movies.
It's
and
so
I think
good.
You said it best. It's like really bad, but so good.
Exactly. It's my favorite movie. Is like any movie that's like been nominated for an Academy Award besides like A Fish Called Wanda, like I don't like because it normally involves like war or seriousness, some type of like illness or anything, but I'm like, no, any movie that's nominated for Academy Award, I normally hate or don't see. Any movie that's been nominated or won a Razzie, I'm like, it's my favorite movie I have it on DVD.
I like a rewatchable thing. Like, and also something that's kind of quiet. Like that, I don't like something with sound effects that like disturb my slumber. Like if I'm able to take a nap during it, I don't want to be woken by like an explosion. You know what I mean? Like that's why.
By any morning zoo, like radio sounds. Right. Like, I don't want to wake up to it like, bang!
Right. Like, loud. I know sound effects. I like, You've Got Mail is my favorite movie, and I always love that. I can like fall asleep after it, like the Christmas scenes, and then I wake up like in time for spring. You know what
okay,
I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know
how spring it goes montage.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't ever feel like I'm going to be awoken by anything.
Yeah, even the annoying, even his, like, what, his niece, Annabelle, is, like, they only sing, like, singing. Even when they are, like, being annoying kids, they're just, like, F-O-X. Like, they're spelling it, like, so politely, and, like, their version of, like, kids. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't hate kids if, like, all of them were like that and wore, like, nice collared shirts and weren't sticky.
F-O-X. Anyway, oh, so I texted you, and I was like, let's do a pop dive, and you said Tyra Banks, and so immediately I said, yeah, Coyote Ugly, and then you started texting me, like, memorable Tyra clips from, like, all over the place, and it sold me. Like, immediately I was like, oh, yeah, we have to just do Tyra in general.
I felt so bad, because I just started manically texting you just YouTube clips, and I felt, like, so bad. I'm like, you're probably out with your friends, and you're like, God, I regret giving this girl my number. She's just, like... blowing up your phone. Like, I'm like with some Persian guy you met at a club who like bought you a drink like 5 years ago, and they still text you.
No, are you kidding? I loved it. I was in bed and I was just laughing hysterically. And of course, she has so many memorable pop culture moments. She has done a lot of acting. I use that term loosely. Like, she's done some acting. But so I want to run through, we're going to kind of go through all of Tyra. Like, her, of course, she has the supermodel side of her. And we'll talk a little bit about that towards the end. But I want to talk more about the, like, general pop culture stuff. So, like, the talk show stuff, the Next Top Model, and the film roles. And I want to get your take. So, first of all, I think, like, her most memorable pop culture moment, if you will, like, the thing that sort of lived on the most, is her America's Next Top Model, Be Quiet, Tiffany speech. Now, Tiffany was originally a season 3 contestant. She got eliminated, and then they asked her to come back for cycle 4 in 2005. See, I did my research. And there was a double elimination, so they let go of two people that day. And it was Tiffany and someone else. So Tiffany did not give Tyra the exit response that Tyra wanted, and Tyra lost it. This moment, to me, sort of encapsulates, like, the whole Tyra brand, because it's, like, batshit crazy, but, like, also a little bit empowering, and, like, a little, you know, it's, like, she's doing it for a reason, you know what I mean? That's, like, it's all of Tyra wrapped into one.
I think that's the most perfect description you could give that, because you're absolutely right. I would have never thought of it that way, but it's so true. That is absolutely so spot on, because it's so overdramatic. It's right. So over the top. It is like female empowering and trying to inspire, but it's mostly wrapped up in herself.
Right.
Like
right.
Brought back to her, which is, I think, the looking back at any Tyra Banks moment, that's what all of them are.
All about her. Right, right. She starts just laying into this girl. And then, of course, we all remember the Be Quiet, Tiffany. And
it's not be quiet, quiet, but Tiffany. Everybody. Be quiet. That's what is I'm wrong with you. But you're stop not- it.
And all of that. And Tiffany was, she was 21 or early 20s at the time. She was a former stripper. She was on drugs before she started this, she said.
I feel so bad for, so bad for this girl, because Tiffany did what, like, if, you know, my Barbizon modeling classes had paid off, I could have gotten to America's Next Top Model, which they clearly did not. But if, like, I would have had, like, that same response when she was eliminated. She's, like, went over to the group, you know, when they do their goodbyes, and, like, the other girls, like, pretend to hug them and be sad. And they're like, ha, bitch. I'm like, one step closer. But, like, she just, like, the other girl was, like, crying. The other girl was, like, this, like, really, she was the girl who fainted also that season.
Right.
And so she's, like, crying, but Tiffany's, like, making a joke out of it. Like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, just, like, kind of, like, shrugging her shoulders and laughing. And, like, Tyra takes that as, like, the biggest disrespect of, like, if she, like, flipped her, like, the double bird. Like, right. F, like, fuck you. Like, screw you, Nigel. Screw you, Mrs. J. Mr. J. Suck it. Like, she didn't do any of that. She was just kind of, like.
And she didn't seem, like, not upset. I mean, she wasn't like crying and everything, but she wasn't like that, you know, I don't know. It was just like such an overreaction from Tyra. And of course, just amazing though. Like, it was amazing TV.
That gift like still lives on. That's like a very common gift. And like, I feel people repeat that, like, and don't even necessarily like know what it's from. They're just used to like hearing it of like, how dare you? I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you? Learn something from this.
Learn something from this. Be quiet, Tiffany. Be quiet.
Just stop it. Like, she just screams so loud. And then Tiffany's like, all of them on stage are like, oh.
I know. And there was reports that it was actually much longer. Like, Tyra's tirade was much longer than what was.
And I'm like, where is that? I don't understand. Like, why are, like, they're, like, make such a big deal out of, like, releasing, like, found footage of, like, ooh, an extra two right. seconds of a Marilyn Monroe movie. Like, that they're, like. Right.
This is what we need. America needs that.
And I'm just like, okay, but what about this? We have this in color, readily available on the CW. Why?
Where is it?
I would rather see that than any fucking Riverdale or whatever they're playing now, whatever vampire teen.
This is a case for the FBI. Yeah. We need it.
Like Kris Jenner. This is a case for the FBI.
We need the whole unedited footage from this. I was also reading that this was the year. So Cycle 4 was the year that Tyra started her talk show. And so apparently, like, Tyra was doing more of, like, trying to be inspirational to young girls because she was starting her talk show. And so apparently, like, I forget if it was a producer or someone had said that, you know, Tyra was, you know, playing this up a little more than she had usually done. And so that was a little bit of the impetus for why she maybe went a little bit overboard. But again, it was also sort of empowering. Like, the purpose of what she was saying was to try to motivate this girl. Again, it was just all about Tyra.
Yeah, I mean, she was like, when my mama yells at me like this, it's because she loves me.
You don't know what the hell I've been through.
You don't know where I'm from. And I'm like, actually, you went to the Sacred Heart in California. It's actually a very expensive private school. Because on that murder tour I was telling you about, they drove by and they're like, this is the Sacred Heart private school. And I'm like, Tyra Banks went there. I'm like, why isn't that a main stop on this tour?
Do you think that speech or that tirade against Tiffany, do you think that was more maternal or more degrading? Like, where or in the middle?
I think it was more maternal because, I mean, she was trying to make a point and make it better. And she seemed to, like, really care about this girl. And I apologize, like, to your audience. And, like, I even with a microphone in front of me, I'm still, like, I have to yell like I'm in a stadium.
Oh,
like,
my God,
I don't know why I'm, like, always, like, that's my regular level of talking. It was so empowering. But, yeah, I think she went a little bit too far.
Right.
But then also, that's probably the nicest thing Janice Dickinson has ever said. Like, Janice Dickinson would never be as nice as Tyra was in, like, that moment.
You know, who were your favorite judges on Top Model? Were you a Top Model fan?
I love Top Model. Right. And I mean, now I kind of felt like it became, like, the now, like, CD series, where now it's, like, America's Next Top Model, cycle 417. Yeah. Like, but I probably watched, like, the first, like, 8 seasons. Like, yeah. I mean, I watched it until she left, I think.
After the guy season?
Okay, no, then I stopped watching before the guy season.
They did, like, a guy season. I remember that one. And then I stopped after Tyra left that time, like, which was sort of recent-ish. And then Rita Ora hosted it. And then Tyra came back, but I haven't watched
that. I got very excited. I mean, I didn't watch her season, but I got very excited when I saw that Rita Ora was doing something. I'm like, good, because now I can explain, like, why I know you. Because for some, I'm like, I know what you look like. I know your name and you are everywhere. But, like,
no one knows,
like, what does she do? And I'm like, I don't know. Even, like, on Fashion Police, when Joan was still alive, like, Rita Ora would be in, like, the episode, like, every week. And, like, every week, I would just, like, submit a bunch of jokes of, like, I don't know. Like, Joan had no idea who she was.
You worked for Fashion Police.
Yes.
And Joan Rivers, yes.
And, yeah, she, like, hated Rita Ora.
Oh, my God, I love that. God, I miss Joan.
And then Tyra, like, was really, really, was, like, breaking, you know, the glass ceiling for shorter women, where she's, like, this season, we're doing something that has never been done before in the modeling world. We are doing a short person season. So we are allowing girls who are 5'7 and 5'8. Like, she thought she was, like, doing, like, Little Women LA,
right?
Like, before everyone else did. That's the official title. I'm not being.
I watch Little Women Atlanta. I know the Little Women.
Okay, I
know.
Didn't want, like, my mom.
I've had a Little Woman on this show before. One of the.
Oh, I'm not. Am I using the same mic?
Not to brag.
Can I put my mouth on this, like how you did it, the Quiet Woman?
Not to brag, but I did have Miss Juicy on this program before.
I got so excited.
I waited an hour and a half to do her interview. Like, she was, like, keeping me late.
Keeping you in
she
your
was
place.
My, like, you know your Ramona experience? Like, yeah. Mine was Miss Juicy. But I, like, was not going to do that interview.
Oh, no. I mean, I would have waited a day and a half. Just, like, I got so excited when I moved to my new apartment complex. It's, like, a freakishly long, like, shining, long hallway. And at the end, my mom got so excited and she's like, I think the cast of like, I think one of the girls from like Little Women LA is like, and I got so excited. And I'm like, no, it's just because the death perceptions, because the hallway is so long. But I got so excited. I'm like, ah, this person is just a regular person. You're not on TV.
Those shows are good. Like, I feel like they don't get enough credit. The Little Women shows on Lifetime, they're good.
I considered paying $75 for one of their cameos.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about some other amazing moments from America's Next Top Model. First of all, I loved when Tyra would make people cut their hair. Do you remember in the early seasons, like the girls would go nuts when they would have to cut their hair?
Oh, that was those were always my favorite episodes, because the makeover episode, that is when you would see complete meltdowns. And that's what I would always joke about when I would like have to get my like hair cut like an inch. And I'm like, I'm not going to have an America's Next Top Model meltdown. And then I would like always would. But it's like what she did to those girls, watching their reactions, it's like they were all doing like recreations, but more over the top of like Vicky's scene where she finds out her mom died while she's in kitchen, like during a bunko party, when they were just like they completely melt down. And also, I mean, I feel bad, like half of them are like having their hair like bleached off their head and they're like sizzling.
Even the guys, I remember like at one point she made like one of the guys, I might be getting this wrong a little bit, but she made one of the guys shave his face and then like patched hair on him. She put something on to give him a beard and it looked ridiculous. And I remember just thinking like, why are you doing this?
I always felt bad for like the one girl who was like, and Cassandra, you're getting bangs. And like, and so like one girl would get bangs and then she was like, Sarah, we are shaving your head into a mohawk. Wait, what? Like, what is this one?
I was watching clips and there was this one girl that, you know, they made her cut her hair. She cut it, had to dye it blonde, like real short. And she was devastated. She hated it. And then they wanted to cut it even more. Like, it was already cut most of the way. And she's like, I'm leaving the show. So she had already had to go through that. And then she voluntarily left the show. However, I learned then as I was reading, I was like reading the YouTube comments, and that woman married Stephen Amell from Arrow. So she's good doing fine.
Wow, that haircut worked out for her. And also some of these girls, they're like, during their audition, they're like, this is my first time seeing an airplane. Like, they're like, they make like Brittany from Vanderpump Rules like seem like the most New York big city girl. Like, they're like, have never seen a moving car. And so this is like their first haircut that isn't like at, you know, Supercuts or like with a bowl in like their mom's kitchen. And they're like, like lose it. They like cannot handle it.
So good. It's so good. Tyra also, of course, made the term ho, but make it fashion. That's still like a thing in our public consciousness.
Most modeling is kind of acting like a ho, but making it fashion. Ho, but then make it fashion.
When she is wearing, I believe that's where Lala took her inspiration for the Bahamas trip, where Lala's wearing that giant headscarf around her head, where she looks like a fortune teller in those giant hoops. Where, yeah, that was one of Tyra's like biggest, you know, fashion moments. And I'm like, I've learned way more from Tyra than I've ever learned from Anna Wintour, Andre Leon Talley. And she's like, oh, but make it fat. And I'm like, I had no idea just to make it fashion, you have to have my regular posture, which is of a gargoyle hanging off a cathedral. And I'm like, how is that? Like,
this whole episode is just going to be me cackling into the mic of laughter.
Like, Annabelle, I couldn't post it because it was terrible. But I just...
Whitney's going to be editing this. She's going to be like, your audio was hot. anyway, she also did smize. Of course, smize. She made smizing into the public consciousness. And
she made so many words happen. And I feel like one of my favorite movies starring her, I really feel like they really missed a great opportunity by not calling it Life Smize. Why call it Life Size?
Well, they're coming out with a sequel. Life Smize. Life Size 2, Life Smize. I don't know.
And I'm like, what a mistake. Like, that was so easy. That was right in front of them.
I know. We're going to talk about Life Size in a minute. Also from a Next Top Model, she had, of course, her debut single, Shake Your Body, which, do you remember that song?
Yeah. Are you kidding? And they got to be, like, in the music video. That was...
But I was so confused. So I was looking up IMDb facts on Tyra Banks, and one of the things said that she paid $30,000 for this video. And then it was on America's Next Top Model. So I'm like, why was Tyra paying out of her pocket $30,000? Like, why wasn't UPN or CW paying?
I think CW was like, listen, we'll pay for a lot of terrible things.
We draw the line.
Yeah. We'll play, you know, sister reruns at 10 a.m. That's fine with residual. But we have to draw a line somewhere, and we are not supporting your song rap career. Because it's like, she was really serious about like going into singing. And then I remember, I think she had to like, it was like her version of like Eating Crow on her like talk show. I remember she had to bring it up where she's like, you know, I had to accept that my singing career wasn't going to, like, I wanted to go into singing, and it didn't work.
I think that song was a bop. I don't know why it didn't hit, but I definitely downloaded
it. Watching it, and I'm like, I feel like this is, like, what Willa Ford wanted to be.
Right.
Like, this is a good
wait,
song.
Wait, how dare you speak ill of my Willa Ford? Did you understand,
like,
that was one of my favorite songs of all time?
You're like, this is over.
That's a wrap on Annabelle. I love Willa Ford. I've been trying to get her on this show for a Willa Ford.
She was my Uber driver on the way here, so I'm pretty sure it is possible.
I've been in touch with her about doing this program, and Willa, please don't let this discourage you. If you're listening to this in your Uber, please. If you're driving around town.
I was going to say, if your UberX, if your iPod Classic is still working, you were able to download
this. And if anyone's listening to this in an Uber with Willa as their driver, please do not tell her.
Rate it 5 stars, and in your review, please write, subscribe to Danny Pellegrino's
everything. Do you ever rate anyone under 5 stars in Uber?
No, even if they've tried to talk to me, I still rate them like 5 stars, but I'm just like, oh, never. I've only ever rated somebody 1 star, and that was because we got into like literally like a screening match, and it was like a fight between me and him of like who could rate each other lower the fastest.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that. I'm a Libra, so I've never rated under 5 stars because I want everyone to like me, and it's a
I feel like if
problem.
They ran over your foot and threw up in you, you'd be like, 6 stars. Is 100%. 6 stars possible?
Like, oh, 100%. Like, I would be apologizing to them. I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
You're the nicest person. It's so weird.
It's stressful. Whitney, cut that up. Okay, so I got to talk about one more moment from Next Top Model, and that is when Tyra pretended to faint. It was like an acting challenge. Do you remember this moment?
Yes, and she's wearing the sky top, like a
holy
a
shit
Real Housewife of OC top, and she's sitting on the couch with them, and she's going to give them like a speech on or advice about like go-sees or something.
I've been working so hard. I'm so tired, you guys. I'm so sorry, you guys. I don't mean to be all weak in front of you, but I'm just so lightheaded.
Somebody bring some water, some
juice. All
right. Oh, no! Tyra, please! Tyra, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Let's start pulling. Take our pull.
Oh, no! I'm all right.
Today, you guys are going to learn about acting!
I'm sorry, I've been working all day. I'm sorry. And like keeps like putting her hands like on her head, and they're like, oh, Tyra, you know. And then just like out of nowhere, she just like she's been like hit with a like tranquilizer dart, and she just like collapses.
It's just like when she does these bits both on Top Model or on her talk show, like these bits, like they're so fucking bizarre. Like they're so bizarre. And anyone else, like I feel like an Oprah or like someone else, maybe like one of her contemporaries, not that Oprah's one of her contemporaries, but like any, I'm trying to think of
Oprah wishes.
Who would be one of her contemporaries? I can't even think of someone, but I feel like they would, like the producers would say, hey, Tyra, like walk in and do this. And anyone else would be like, no, that seems crazy. Or I can't believably do that.
Tyra is so, her dedication to physical comedy, I feel like we.
Lucille Ball wishes.
Exactly. I'm like, Kristen Wiig, Molly Shannon.
Who?
Try to learn from the master, okay? Because she was so, like, she was so dedicated where she would just, like, literally, like, fall on the floor. And, like, the girls were, like, freaking out because, like, it is very, I'm surprised, like, they didn't faint because, like, all of them were. Like obviously like skeletal, and they were fed like an apple like between them in the house. And so like I'm surprised Tyra was the first one to like quote unquote pass out. And then they're freaking out, and then she just like pops up and's like, like and just screams at them. So they're like, what is going
like, before
on?
Before they even had a chance to really like process like what's going on, she just was like, nope.
The bit's
gotcha.
Already over, and she's like on to the like next lesson where they're like, what is it?
Like what's happening? Oh my God, I just love that moment so much. So much. So that's Top Model. Of course, we missed a lot of iconic moments from Next Top Model, but she's given us so much, we have to move on.
She's given like what she has done for us, what she has done for fashion and GIF moments that will live on forever.
She'll outlive us all. She will outlive us all.
Like her reputation will live on like far after this planet is gone, which will be like in 5 years. But like, I hope when they find, you know,
when they find the remains.
Yes, I hope
what remains too. Like, Tyra's gifts.
I hope that's in a time capsule.
So I'm going to run through some of her acting roles. If you have any thoughts, please let me know, and I will do the same. So we talked a little bit about Coyote Ugly. I love that movie so, so much. I could watch it over and over again. She was only in it a little bit. She has a couple scenes, and then, of course, she comes in at the end as a lawyer. And I wish we got a spinoff. Where was it?
I feel like, yeah, that her character went off to grad school way too soon.
Right.
But I love that even like growing up watching it, I always thought like Coyote Ugly was supposed to be like so risque. And you're like, oh, this is like such a sexy movie and like so like naughty and oh my God, being in this bar. And like looking back now, it's the tamest. Basically, she was like doing a lip sync battle, but against herself. Like all Sanford.
Yeah.
All Violet did was like finally get up the courage to lip sync to like a jukebox.
Right.
And then it was like, that's what like brought all this crowd in New York, like out of like all these like wild New York bars that straight men are just waiting right. in line for hours like, to get in.
I gotta see it.
To see a girl in a Charlotte Russe, you know, bustier. Lip sync.
Annabelle, I'm having a flashback as you're talking that I bought the unrated DVD.
Excuse me? Was it in the back? Was it in the back room of a Blockbuster with like a black curtain, like adults only?
I swear, I think I own the regular version and the unrated. Wait.
And the director's extended.
And I swear to God, the unrated version. Okay, they added in a scene like when Violet has sex with, what's his name? The lead guy who's really cute.
The store brand Australian Adrien Grenier right. that we've never seen again.
He doesn't live on. But he... Okay, so there's like a sex scene, and I feel like this is the only thing they added in the unrated. And so they like extended the sex scene. Do you remember when she like puts out all those
cardboard, right. like cardboard celebrities that you could get at like Hot Topic.
Right, and seduces
like,
him.
Yes, all these like giant life size of like.
Like Sylvester Stallone or something.
All these like weird right. characters.
Like there's a Marilyn Monroe, and then there's like, you know, Katherine
like
Heigl.
In the scene of like a horror movie of like, you know, when like they go in and there's a bunch of like statues or right. stuff, and you don't know where like the real person is. But yeah, she just goes in and there's like, so, you know, life-size pictures.
So in the director's cut unrated version, she's like, you know, in the theatrical version, I hate that I know this.
I love that you know this.
In the theatrical version, you know, she's seducing him and she's taking off her top or whatever. And in the director's unrated version, she's stripping and they keep doing cuts to like her boobs, but it's a body double because she refused to get naked.
Okay.
But so it's like so weird. It's like, why, what are we, the unrated version is literally so we could see like the body doubles nudity. And it's like so obvious. And like you see like him naked. But then when they cut to her, it's like these weird cuts because they can't show her face and body at the same time.
So it's just like cutting between like a stunt double's like boobs and then like zooming in on.
And then I think they had to like get a song for that because they didn't have a song to do the whole unrated version, you know, but then they didn't put any money into the unrated version DVD. So it's just like this weird free music.
I was going to say, it's like the generic like tunes that come on like a keyboard.
Yeah. It's like the weirdest. You have to watch that. Just like, I'm going to send you, I need to find just the unrated scene of that sex scene.
Even I can't believe that is the, like, that's the unrated version where like when John Goodman comes in and he's so upset, like the like most wild part of like the movie is supposed to be when they do like the special like water night or like wet right. t-shirt night. And that's when like, you know, they convince Tyra of like, come on. She's like, no, I said I would never. Come on, I have class in the morning.
I'm a paying customer tonight.
And then, like, the next scene is, like, her, like, putting, like, a gallon of, like, water on herself. And right. not even, like, on a white t-shirt. It's, like, on another, like, blue tank top.
I know.
And they're, like, oh, it's, like, getting so crazy. It's getting so crazy. Here. And, like, Mrs., you know, ex-Tom Brady, Bridget Moynihan, is, like, you know, supposed to be, like, the really tough one. And so when they're, like, should we do it? Should we dump the water on, like, Violet? And, like, of course, that's
when we serve water in this bar?
Hell no! H2O!
Oh, iconic.
And like her dad, John Goodman, is finally like coming in to support his daughter because she said she like works at a
wrong time, John Goodman. He picked the wrong night to come in.
And he like comes in right as like they're dumping the water on her and he gets so upset. And she's like, Dad, no. Like she just like how she reacts is like if he walked in on her like performing in like a donkey show or something, he's like so disgusted. She's like
two
so
girls,
upset.
One cup.
Exactly. Like he won't answer her phone calls. They cut to him in his like dirty apartment because she's not coming home to do his laundry or like clean, which is like really sad. Like,
the men in this movie are very problematic.
Yeah, and like, they why all is your adult daughter women. Coming and still? She's like, you probably have no
like,
clothes
do your own
left.
Fucking laundry. I know.
And so he won't.
The mom's been gone for years. Like, learn to live. Adjust.
Do something. You're mad at her? How is she still answering your phone calls?
Like, I know. The men are so awful. They literally slut shame the women in that movie. Whole movie.
When he comes in, he's like, guys are putting your picture up in their booths. And because he shows her like she's on the front page of the newspaper. You can't even buy that type of publicity. I'm like, what newspaper in New York is showing like the front page is a girl lip syncing on a bar?
What a legendary movie.
And I'm like, if that's the most risque thing, so like people are clipping newspapers, straight men are clipping black and white newspaper pictures.
I know.
Up in their booths.
Like, leave her be. Let her do her bar stuff. Like, be more sex positive, John Goodman. And I'm like, I love that movie though. And the song Can't Fight the Moonlight, and what's the other one? Right, Kind of Wrong.
I bought that as a single.
That's the right, me too.
And if I really wish they had done a Coyote Ugly 2, but just but starring.
I don't understand why they haven't done a Coyote Ugly 2. Like, the movie made money, and I feel like it's lived on. Like, people remember that movie, and it plays every fucking day on E's Movies We Love.
I remember that I took a bartending class for, like, I mean, it was supposed to be, like, a course, which was, like, really hard because I don't drink, and I, like, could not, like, the only drinks I can make are, like, Red Bull and vodka or, like, rum and Coke.
Right, a vodka
like,
soda.
Yeah, anything that has, like, just the only ingredients in it. And so everyone's like going around, they're like, hey, why are you in bartending school? And they're like, well, my license expired or I'm like opening up my own like cater or whatever. And they got to me and I'm like, I like the movie Coyote Ugly. And everyone just like stared at me and I'm like, I'm not kidding. That's why I'm here. And I'm like, they make it look super fun. And then like on the second day, they were like, I was so bad at it that I was taking the entire, like everyone had made like 10 drinks and I was still like measuring my one. And finally guy was like, you know what? You're going to be in charge of like, you know, timing everyone. I'm like, ooh, yeah, watch. Like, they, like, literally gave me.
I did bartending school, too, and worked as a bartender. And the only thing I remember to do is that it's, like, four, a count to four for, like, a shot.
And I'm you like, no wonder Tom Schwartz had a panic attack and left and hurt his first shift.
No, 100%. Like, I think bartending is really hard.
And then I'm like, how can Jax Taylor do, like.
And you have to remember a lot. Like, it does take a lot of memory. And of course, once you memorize, you get it, whatever.
I'm like, no wonder Jax only gives, like, people the same drink, no matter, like, what they order.
100%. And it's so loud in there. Like, you have to, I don't know. Yeah, I bartended for a while. I also did a place, I bartended at a place that was a drug run, but that's neither here nor there when I first moved to LA.
That is, well, anywhere in LA, I feel like it's a drug run.
I was like, oh my God, I would, like, go to the back room and to look for my manager and he would just be, like, selling drugs. And I'd be like, what's going on? Anyway, okay, so she was also in Fresh Prince. Do you remember that? Did you watch Fresh Prince?
That
was like her first sort of role.
I remember Fresh Prince, but I think that was like a little bit older for me. Or like,
yeah, you're younger. You're younger than I am.
Thank you so much.
How dare you? How dare you? I remember it. She was cute in that. That was like her first sort of acting role. And then her first big screen acting role, I think, was Love and Basketball, which was one of my all-time favorite movies. Do you like that movie?
I've never seen it.
Holy shit, Annabelle. It's like one of my... I've been trying to get someone to do a Love and Basketball pop dive forever. Like, whenever I'm emailing with people, I'm like, how about Love and Basketball?
That's what you... Like, that's your first... I'm Danny. Have you seen...
Because I'm trying to... I, like, love it so, so much. And I can't... Everyone I talk to, like, I haven't seen it. I'm like, what the fuck? It's so good. Sanaa Lathan and Omar Epps, they have like the most
amazing chemistry. Oh, I thought you were like Nathan Lane. I'm like, I would have definitely seen it if Nathan Lane was in Love.
No, but there is Alfre Woodard and she's fantastic.
Okay.
But Tyra Banks comes in at the end and she has like a tiny little role. She plays Quincy's girlfriend in the movie at the end. And her acting is like, it kind of distracts from the movie. Like, I love the movie so much.
She steals
but she's
it.
Like, yeah, that's one word for it. Yeah. She stole something and... It's rough.
The hearts of America.
But that movie is so good. So if you go home and watch it and you love it, then come back and do another pop dive. What else? She was
if
also.
You don't
in,
block my number.
No, I will never block your number. I love it. And Halloween Resurrection. She was in the last film before they rebooted the franchise. So Halloween.
I had no idea that she like you really looked like at deep cuts.
Annabelle, I do my research here on Everything Iconic. She was in, it was like, do you remember Jamie Lee Curtis did Halloween H2O and then Halloween Resurrection was like the next one and it was really bad, but Tyra Banks
I don't care about any Halloween that Kyle Richards did not star in.
Right. Oh, also on IMDb when I was looking up facts, it said Tyra's really good friends with, wait, let me read it. It said who she's really good friends with and, it says-
Her mom.
Tyra Banks in her trivia section, friends with Steve Hardy, Heidi Klum, Will Smith, Rebecca Romijn, and Jamie Lee Curtis. And I was like, what? Because Jamie Lee Curtis doesn't even have any scenes with Tyra Banks in that movie. But that's neither here nor there.
I feel like Jamie Lee Curtis pops up as like an unexpected friend in like a lot of like, didn't she come on like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for like some charity? Right. Right. She came to like Kyle by Aileen too. And I'm like, she was like the only like seventh person who's like still been in there.
Right. Right. You know, I have a Jamie Lee Curtis run-in story. So when I first moved to LA, a friend worked at a school that Jamie was on like the board of, I call her Jamie, like we're old friends. But she was on like the board of directors or something like that. And so I was at this charity event. I was my friend's date. And I went to the restroom like while Jamie Lee Curtis was giving a speech. And I was just, it was like really, I know, I don't know what I was thinking, but I had to go. Anyway, so I'm like, I run to the restroom. And then as I'm like leaving the restroom, Jamie Lee Curtis is like running past me. And she says, gotta go. And like, so she had like run off stage, and all I could think about in my head was her Activia commercials. It was like, that was like all, I was just like laughing so hard for days and weeks. Like I was just, cause like I literally saw
her. Was she leaving the building or she's like, gotta go. And it was into
the
restroom.
It was she ran, I was like leaving the restroom and she was like running into the restroom. Like literally.
Like same bathroom?
Like
same
as unit. I last left, she was on stage. So she literally like had to go so bad that she like ran off stage. Which again, I ran away from the speech to go, but I was going. It was
so
a quick
method.
Number one.
Like she was really like really committed to the Activia.
I know. I think that was like at the beginning of her Activia sponsorship, and I feel like
I really hope that Shivani really uses the chance that they have now of like Giovanni, everyone saying Giovanni and like get Jorinda Medley while they can.
Honestly, like I hope they're doing it. You're right. You're right. So other acting roles, she was on Blackish. She was in Hannah Montana the movie. She had a fight with what's her name. Miley Cyrus. She was in Glee, Gossip Girl, Felicity. Do any of these stand out to you? Do you remember any of these acting performances?
Because like I watched Glee like literally till the end. It was just like me and Ryan Murphy and you.
I know.
Like,
I watched every episode till the end. I went down with that ship.
Like I loved it. I was an extra on that show and I loved it.
What episode?
I loved Glee. Well, I was an extra on like three episodes, and one was like the Harlem Shake, and I had to like wear like a hot dog costume.
I'm obsessed.
And that was like R.I.P. Cory Monteith, which is still like one of the celebrity deaths that like has hit me the most. Like I'm still affected by it. And the Glee Christmas album, all three of them are still like, that's like on repeat. Sure. Like from November
throughout the year.
And I still like, I like get like teared up. But like on one of them, this was like when Mr. Shu was like still there, and we were in like the auditorium, and I was like sitting like right behind him. I'm supposed to be like
behind close, Mr. Shu.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Behind Mr. Morrison. I want to be like, do you remember when you signed my playbill outside of Hairspray stage door? I was the one with the silver backup trophy.
Did you say that?
No, I was like always too terrified to like say anything to them and like get kicked off as an extra. But like the director was like, okay, cut. All right, you. And like, because it was supposed to be like a close-up scene. I was so excited because it was like right next to his like head. And they're like, okay, you look too old to be in this scene. We need you to come.
Oh my God. Isn't extra work the worst?
And I was just so mortified that because it was supposed to be like all high school kids. And they're like, you look like
too
the ESOL student who has failed the last 12 years. We need you to leave.
Oh my God, that's a dream.
And so I was like so embarrassed. I was mortified. And like Lea Michele and who's the one?
Cord? Why did I say Cord over Street?
Darren Criss. So it was like Lea Michele, Darren Criss, and like Chris Colfer like were right on the side because they were like, they like were supposed to like walk in. So I had to like sideways step like through the audience and like go like sideways step in front of them. And I was like so like age shamed and mortified because like you could tell Lea Michele was just looking at me like, oh.
I've heard stories about Lea Michele. Also, I was recently at the Kathy Griffin comedy show. And in front of me was Chris Colfer was like literally the seat in front of me. Like my knees were touching his seat and he was with a June Squibb. And
why does that name sound so familiar?
She's like that old lady who she was in Glee. She remember she was like when he went to like the retirement home or whatever.
Oh yeah. And did Peter Pan. Is that when they say, oh,
but
one
she's
of the
also
worst. One of the worst episodes when they did Lucky Star.
I know they let him write that episode, but also she's like an amazing award-winning actress. I don't know why that the only reference point I'm giving you is the episode of Glee.
I knew right away.
Anyway, she was next to him, and then Jane Lynch was down like a few chairs, and then that girl that with the glasses, Lauren Zizes, am I saying from Glee? She was like on Glee.
Was she the one where like she was like on two seasons for some reason they like made Puck same fat bottom girls to her?
Yeah, 100%. That's her.
Okay. And I was just like, this what?
I know. So anyway, they were all there and I was like, oh my God, I'm in Glee. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
No, one day I will tell on the next episode that I trick you into doing on my podcast, I will tell you how I mortified myself in front of Lea Michele, like because we have the same facialist, and like I flashed Lea Michele. There's only three of us in the room. Like, it was not like she is one of the worst moments of my life.
I'm endlessly fascinated by her, and I'm devastated that the Wicked movie hasn't been cast with her yet. Like, it's every year that goes by, I'm like more and more nervous.
I don't know if I can ever contribute to Disney again, knowing that they produced the live action Beauty and the Beast, which is one of my favorite movies and favorite, like my favorite Broadway show. And the fact that you, and I love, you know, I love Emma. Like, she,
no, but she couldn't sing for shit. Her voice. Ugh.
When you have Lea Michele right here.
No,
waiting
I don't
for...
understand why people don't like, I mean, I guess I sort of understand because she's played these characters that are really annoying, but she is so talented. And it's like, why are we giving a singing role to Emma Watson when, like, you're right, we have Lea Michele right
like,
here.
Like, love,
it's
love your, she can live for the rest of her life off Harry Potter. Like, she's fine.
She's fine. I know. Like,
and everyone only sees her as like Hermione. Like, I feel like other people can see Lea Michele as like other things.
Right. Right. I don't understand the Lea Michele hate. Justice for Lea Michele. What is this pop dive about?
Our new campaign.
What is this pop dive about? This is about Tyra.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Like I said before, Tyra Banks has given us so much, so, so much, that we had to divide this pop dive into two parts. We will continue this journey next week on an all-new Everything Iconic pop dive about Tyra Lynn Banks, part two. Thank you all for listening. I want to say please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Please join the Everything Iconic Facebook group by searching Everything Iconic, the Cynthia Swan Crisis Center for Pop Culture Lovers. That's where you could find us. If you want to support this podcast, it'd be super helpful. And if you do, you get access to all the bonus episodes. All you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/everythingiconic. That's patreon.com/everythingiconic. And for $4 or more per month, you not only help us make this podcast, but you also get access to all of our bonus episodes. We do about two or three Real Housewives of New York recaps per month. And again, you're just helping to support this show. So thank you so much to all of those of you that do. I love you so, so much. And we have fun over there, don't we? We do. I like it. Anyway, what else? I want to thank Samsung Technology for sponsoring the show. I want to ask everyone to head on over to iTunes. If you like this podcast, please go rate and review it. Only if you like it. I know that's, I shouldn't make demands, but if you do like it, it'd be great. But anyway, I love you all so much for listening. We'll continue this Tyra Banks discussion next week. I can't wait. I love you all. This Thursday, another Real Housewives episode. Kisses. Bye. Oh, and one more thing. If you want to follow Annabelle DeSisto's show, it's called Adderall and Compliments. It is so funny. I've been on it before and it's fantastic. So please go subscribe to her show, Adderall and Compliments, on iTunes. And she is Annabelle DeSisto. So please find her on social media as well. Love you all for listening. Thanks.